On the line with us this morning, Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let's try to get into what type of numbers need to be watched in Chautauqua County compared to Erie County. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 are below 40. Unfortunately, I think three people had died in Chautauqua County due to COVID-19. How does that mesh with the capacity that your healthcare facilities have right now to treat patients? You feel that if these numbers were to stay basically at this level, that your healthcare system would be able to handle what could come their way?
Oh, certainly. That's a really good question. For our active, as of yesterday, we do have 25 cases that have completely recovered, and unfortunately, we've had three fatalities. Along with that, to date, we have had 804 tests returned to the county as negative for COVID-19. The numbers based on our hospital have been low. Prior to Tuesday, we had not had a hospitalization for COVID-19 since the 8th of April. So our hospitals have not been burdened. They have not been stressed. And I feel very confident, you know, knowing a lot of the players, you know, the CEOs of our hospitals, a lot of the doctors that work there, that we are very capable of taking any kind of, increase we would see.
Every county is not the same. I think that's an understatement. You probably know that better than anybody. Your county, in terms of things that might be open right now that maybe they aren't in other parts of the state, marinas, golf courses, campgrounds, what's the status in Chautauqua County?
The golf courses they've kind of been in a little bit of a ping pong match. First they were declared essential, then they were shut down, then they were reopened again. There was some concern about the use of motorized golf carts. Were they allowed? Then they weren't allowed. So we appreciate everybody's efforts there. Unfortunately, there's still, motorized golf carts are not allowed, and it creates a problem for different groups who, especially elderly or those with some handicap that prevents them from walking. So, that information, as you heard right from the governor's lips on Monday, no golf carts. So, we're following that order as well. Campgrounds are only going to be open for the seasonal campers. We do have several campgrounds that have seasonal sites. There will not be any overnight camping or weekend camping. The marinas are open as per Governor Cuomo. And, of course, we have beautiful Chautauqua Lake. We are a large tourism county. So the faster we can get this tourism going, the better we'll be.
I'm sure you've been talking with businesses around Chautauqua County. And this, of course, has been a very difficult time, obviously, for businesses. Now, as they look forward, is there a general acceptance among businesses that to do so, to reopen, that they'll have to do so on a limited capacity?
But certainly. And I think those are the things. And whatever guidance comes from Albany is what's going to prevail, obviously. But, yeah, just getting our businesses to, so we're on the same page. I know, for example, in Bemis Point, they have the Bemis Point Merchants Association, and they're looking at things, from restaurants to small retail to tourism, golf. So they're looking at a lot of things and getting those best practices out. So I think it's really a commonality. It's going to be a good agreement plan to move forward that's going to help everybody. But, by no means is it etched in stone and concrete and you must do this before you open. It's really getting everybody to look and work together. Collaboration is key as we move forward.
Well, I really do appreciate your time. You illuminated a lot of key questions on this for us. And P.J. Wendell, Chautauqua County Executive, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.